Whether you're handy or all thumbs, you're listening to the Home Improvement Show, CJAD 800.
907, good morning. I'm Ken Connors, and Walter Assey is back in studio after doing the show remotely, and thank you for that, because you were a little under the weather last week, but you stepped up and answered the calls anyways.
Absolutely, anytime, anything for you, Ken, you know.
It's all about me. No, but you know, you caught the bug that's going around. Everyone's getting it.
Yeah, everyone's getting it. I mean, I don't know if it's cold or COVID, or I don't even think anybody cares anymore, really, yeah, just, honestly.
You feel lousy and you want to get over it.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's, I'm glad it's over and I feel like $1 million.
But you said no one else in the house got it. Did they stay away from you? Were you isolated?
Julia got it like the week before. It was a bit of a light cold. It kind of hit me a bit stronger, but right. You know, the kids go to school, they come back, sure. They bring all kind of bugs with them, so yeah. It's to be expected, I guess. But I'm glad this happened before the holidays, I'm ready to party. Talking about party, I would like to take a second to wish on behalf of Jessica, Julia, Jason, and I, Cassandra, a very happy birthday. We thank her for being an amazing mom and partner, and we love her very much.
Wow. Is there anything you can say on the radio in terms of what's in store for Cassandra today?
We're going to Ottawa.
You're going to Ottawa?
To celebrate with some friends.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
We have a common friend that her birthday is in the same day. And it's kind of becoming a tradition to celebrate together. So
you'll spend the day there.
Well, we're sleeping there.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Plus, you got a good day for a nice drive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good. Well, happy birthday, Cassandra, from
it's
all of us.
It's going to be a big party in Ottawa. You don't hear that often, eh?
909. If you want to talk to Walter, ask him something about a project at home, 514-790-0800. I had a plumber come in, thank you, to take care of my my situation. I had a bit of a leak with our humidifier that's attached to the furnace.
Okay.
And took care of that. And I have some questions from the text line, by the way. Can I throw those at you?
Of course.
These are left over from last week. We were so busy last week.
One question. Yeah, I know. We had a lot of
lines were full, yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask you, when the plumber came, just out of curiosity, did he have the part on hand or he had to go and get it?
He did not have to go and get it.
Oh, he had it on him.
It didn't require a part.
Really?
Yeah, it was a neglected filter.
Oh, you did it again, Ken.
So that was good news though, and he couldn't have been, he was terrific, and he showed us exactly what the problem was. So sometimes it's just little details that you forget when it comes to home maintenance.
100%, especially when it comes to changing filters. Sometimes we change the filter of the furnace and then we forget the filter of the heat pump or the air exchanger. I mean, you know, there's always something that is forgotten. So maybe a good checklist is a good thing, you know, and usually stick it right next to the electric panel.
Yeah,
and just
go
over it. And when the clock changes is when you do all of these little things. Mm.
Speaking of which, good morning, Ken and Walter. This is from last week, I think, Walter. Does electronic air filters for furnace have to be perfectly clean to be effective? I clean them with a DAX filter cleaner, but there's still black dust soot left on the cells. What can I use to clean them?
A lot of them are just washable. A lot of these are just, you just hose them down.
Really?
That's the thing. But you know what? To be quite frank with you, I don't like them. I find regular filters a lot more efficient. And, you know, in all the furnaces that I had, I've always removed them. And in a lot of cases, I take the measurement and I have the filters custom made. Mm. And the paper filters, the HEPA filters are a lot better and a lot more efficient.
I got one more for you before we go to the phones. It says, hi, guys. We're getting quotes to replace our furnace and heat pump. I've heard about the heat accumulator system from, is it Steffes, ETS, being subsidized by Hydro. Would you recommend that system? Do you know the Steffes ETS?
I don't. I don't have...
Steffes, it's written.
No, I mean, I don't know that brand. Okay. I would have to read up on the technology because there's a lot of new things coming out. As a matter of fact, I had someone that even called me this week. It's a new product that... takes water from your drains and uses the hot water to heat the heat from the hot water to heat your hot water tank at 73% efficiency, which is, again, something that I didn't hear about. But we get approached about these things all the time. So I'm going to need, if you can send me an email about it, I could read about it and inquire and do a bit of research and get back to him.
All right. It's 9:12. We're going to head out to Mascouche and say good morning to Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hi, good morning. How's it going?
Very good. What do you want to talk to Walter about?
So just a quick question. So we're essentially gutting our washroom and remodeling it. And one of the things that my wife wants is a niche on the exterior wall in the shower. And we've had some contractors say, yeah, not a problem, and some saying, no, not at all, don't do that. I just wanted your opinion on that.
So the one that told you don't do that, they don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
Because if you are using, let's say, for example, a Schluter system, you can buy Schluter type niche, and it's watertight, and you don't have to worry about a thing. You can also buy the prefabricated niches. They come in different colors, stainless, white, black. And these are also perfectly watertight. There's absolutely no problem to have a niche. If you are doing a Schluter system, very important you ask for the Schluter training certificate from your contractor. If they have not followed the Schluter training, chances are they're going to make a mistake in the installation. It's a fantastic system. I love it. It works beautifully. But the technician needs to know what they're doing. If they don't...
And that's fine with a ceramic. Like, instead of buying one of the prefab ones, we're going to have it made in ceramic.
Not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. The only thing you might... have when you have it, when you do it in ceramic, to be honest with you, is I even find it nicer looking. Is, you know, you don't have to do it with the small ceramic, because I don't know, for some reason a lot of the contractors like to do it with the mosaics. The only problem with that is it creates so much grout that, you know, when you have the soap from the shampoo and all the grime, it discolors the grout and becomes a maintenance issue. So you can do it with the bigger tiles if you want to avoid that issue. It's not a problem as long as you use the proper membraning. So, again, if you're using a Schluter system, it's not an issue at all. Send me the link of any membrane that they're using if it's not a Schluter membrane, because not all of them work very well when it comes to niches. So the guys, specifically the guys that told you about not to install a niche in that shower, they might be using a different type of a membrane that is not compatible with niches. Matter of fact, a lot of these membranes are not even compatible for showers. With testing that we've done, a lot of them failed, actually. We didn't like how they performed. So it's very important to inquire about what type of membraning they're doing in a walk-in shower. That's the first thing you want to do.
All right. How's that, Alex?
Thank you guys very much. Have a good weekend.
You too. All the best. 9:15, quarter after 9. That means we take a look at the roads on this sunny Saturday morning. If you want to talk to Walter like Alex just did and get a little help, hey, he's here for the full hour. 514-790-0800. Call now to grab a line.
You might just need to tighten the thingamajig on the whatchamacallit. This is the Home Improvement Show on CJAD 800.
9:22 with Ken Connors alongside Walter Assey from Renovco to answer all your questions. So call now and talk to Walter. He's here right up until 10 o'clock and take advantage of all his experience and expertise. 514-790-0800. Before we get back to the phone, I'm going to play the dumb guy.
Yes.
Because I wasn't quite sure I know the word niche, but to me in another context, it means something else. So the gentleman was calling about the niche for the exterior wall in the bathroom. Is that like just like a little window with a ledge, that type of thing?
It is. It's to put on it like soap, shampoo bottles and what have you.
It's not necessarily a window.
No, it's not a window. It's okay. It's more like
a tray.
More like if you want a hole in the wall to put stuff, right? Yeah. It's like a shelf, but it's actually built in.
Yeah.
Extremely practical.
You see them in the fancy hotels.
You see them in the fancy hotels. And, you know, even at home, when you're building a shower, I mean, you don't want to have this beautiful, most amazing looking shower and have soap and shampoo bottles everywhere, like on the ledges.
Or that rack.
That's true. Got ugly rack and stuff. So, you know, when a contractor tell you it's not doable, do question it, because you know what? We move buildings, you know, in construction. So there's nothing that is not doable.
Yeah, your niche is not that much of a
challenge. China built a 15-story hotel in 15 days, right? So Everything is doable. There's always a solution. Just inquire more and ask more, like this guy did.
There you go. Back to the phone. We're going to say good morning to Francis. Hi, Francis. Oh, sorry, I didn't hit the button properly. Francis, hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Yeah, NDG.
NDG. And you have a question for Walter?
Yes, I have a question for Walter. Okay. Actually, we're having work done by Renovco.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to say how pleased we are with the work. It's actually, I'm calling from the basement because it's the nicest spot in the house now.
That's always a problem.
So this is something that I was learning as we went along. So the shower stall that was to be put into our basement shower is a 54-inch size drain.
Okay.
That means on the bottom. I noticed at Home Depot, they had 32, they had 48, and they had 60. So what I found out is the 54-inch is a special order.
Yes.
And having Walter as our project manager, he thought, no, the 54-inch is exactly right, and he went through hoops to get it. And we had to wait, of course, a few maybe a couple more weeks with the supply chain problems that everybody's experiencing. But it's going to be fully installed in the next few days, and we're just thrilled.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I mean, you know, if you can get the extra space and you know, it does make a difference. I know it's 6 inches, but this is an investment for years and years and years to come. So yes, it's more work, but sometimes a bit of patience pays off on the long term. So I'm glad that you're enjoying your basement, and soon enough, you're probably going to be enjoying your shower as well.
Absolutely. And also the workers from Renovco, absolute gentlemen, pleasure to have them in our home. So it's been really a positive experience.
Thank you so much, Francis. I really appreciate it.
And before leaving, I want to wish you, Ken, a very, very good retirement. I'll miss not hearing you on the weekends.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. But Walter's going to hire me.
Yeah, I'm going to be replacing him. I'm going to start a bit earlier, that's all.
Well, here at home, we're going to be heading out to the Saint-Laurent Sports
Complex.
Yeah, to
see the Grey Cup.
Exactly, and maybe stop at the Carey Hot Dog.
Oh, good for you, Francis. The old neighborhood. Very good.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Francis. Nice to hear from you.
Say hi to your sisters.
I will. Very
Patricia
nice.
Patricia and Colleen.
And Arlene. All right. Thank you, Francis.
Okay, take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
That was a nice call.
That was a beautiful call.
Yeah, yeah. She grew up in my neighborhood back in the day, so she knows the family.
That's why you gave her extra time on that.
No, just a coincidence that she called in, actually. Mike in St. Lazar. Mike, you there? Mike?
Yes, I am here.
I know you're there, Mike. Out in St. Lazar, right?
Yes.
Well, you want to talk to Walter? You're live on the radio with him.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, Walter, I have a question. In my bathroom ventilation, it sometimes drip during winter only. Sometimes there is water dripping from the ventilator. And why is that?
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yes.
So probably one of the main culprits in a case like this would be when they installed the ducting for the fan, they didn't create enough of a slope. So if it's vented through the side of the house, you probably have a negative slope towards the fan. So the condensation, when it accumulates, it doesn't flow to the outside. It kind of trickle back towards the fan. That's one of the reasons. Second reason would be the fan is not strong enough you don't have enough CFM because you have a long trajectory and it's not pushing all the condensation out. If the fan is vent, do you know if the fan is vented off the side of the house or if it's vented through the roof?
To the side of the house.
Okay, so that's...
But it's not from the wall, it's from the, what do you call it, the side of the roof, under the roof.
The soffit. So,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Now we have to be very careful when we do that. It is doable. There is something called a soffit kit, by which you can install the damper on the soffit itself. But
okay.
What most contractors seem to forget to do is to block the soffit in that section about a foot and a half either direction, on the right and on the right,
block
on the left.
It.
That's right. Because what happens in a windy day is you have a backdraft. So the condensation that's coming out from the fan with the wind and the backdraft goes back into the soffit and creates condensation in the attic. So that's one thing that is often forgotten. Mm. Just ensure if you're going to do that to have this type of installation. If not, it's not too late. You can still do it. It's just a question of having, one sheet of plywood, you cut it to size, and you put it in either side of the soffit, on either side of the soffit. That's number one. Number two, do verify the size, the power of your fan. If you have a fan that is, you might have a fan that is not strong enough to take the condensation out. And the third one, if you can access the installation from the attic, then you can see the slope of your duct. If your slope is not well done, you need to correct the slope, or else you're going to have that problem all the time.
Mike, we're up against the clock. I hope that was some help for you.
Can I have another question? Because
then, Mike, you know what? I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back after the news, okay?
Okay.
Just hang
right.
on. Don't hang up. We'll come right back. It's 9:30. Tom's going to give us an update, then back with more on the Home Improvement Show.
You're listening to the Home Improvement Show on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Right back here, 9:37. Ron, stand by on Pierre phone, but we're going to just wrap up with Mike in St. Lazare. Mike, you're still there, right?
Yes.
You want to finish up with one question, one more question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Problem, it happened like the last couple of years, but years before, it does not. It did not. In the same place. Same house. The house is like 20 years old.
You're talking about the same issue, right? The fan,
the same issue,
it didn't
yeah.
happen before.
No.
Okay, so one of the things you're going to go do is you're going to look at the damper that is outside, the clapet that is installed, and just see if that got detached with the wind or something. Now, what might have happened, we see that as well happening often, is if someone went to do some work in the attic and moved things around, sometimes you dislodge the fan from its original position. So you have to check the connection between the ducting and the fan itself, and then do the same on the outside as well, just to make sure that the clapet is still well installed. Now, it might be also a slow leak in the connection. So when they did the connection, something is not well screwed in or tied enough that it started to leak after a while. So it's usually, I'm sure you don't want to open the ceiling in your bathroom. So what you might want to end up doing is checking if you can access it from your attic. Just move the insulation around, try to get to it, and then just check that installation.
Okay. Thank you very much. I will try to take a look on that.
Very good.
Okay. Let us know.
Thank you.
That's Mike. Thanks for the call. 9:40. Let's go to Ron out in Pierre phone. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, Ken, Walter.
Hi.
Yeah, in the past, Walter helped me out with my heat pump, the compressor.
Mm.
Now I'm phoning. We had a kitchen stove 3 years old, and we only had a year guarantee on it. Now, it could be there's three motherboards on it. They're 500 about each. You have to get a technician come in. It's 125 plus. I'm just wondering, is there any recourse we can do? I mean, 1 year guarantee. okay, we didn't take the extended. Is there anything we can do? It doesn't make sense after 3 years it's gone. You know, the motherboards and that.
Who have you been calling?
Well, we haven't called anyone. Well,
I believe
the wife called the company where we bought it, and they said, no, you didn't have the extended warranty, which I don't agree with. It's like now the new stove we bought, you can get an extended warranty, pay $200. Now, I'm not sure if we should go for that or not.
What you want to do, the extended warranty is always going to be a question of, it depends on the brands, to be quite frank with you. The problematic brands, it's definitely worth it. You see just how many recalls there are on them, and it's definitely worth it. There are certain brands that are just, you don't need it. So in a case like this, calling the company that you bought the stove from is not the best of starts. What I would do is I would call the manufacturer.
Okay, well, now our stove is gone. We bought a new stove at Costco, so they took the old stove. They have it. So I'm just wondering, any kind of recourse we can do?
After you've thrown the old stove out?
I assume Costco still has it. They took the box with the stove with it.
I don't understand the question.
Okay. What I want to know is, when we got the new stove delivered from Costco,
yeah,
they took the old stove.
Okay.
Back with them. So I imagine it might be still there. It just happened this week.
I mean, look, I don't know the specificities of what Costco would do with the stove. Usually they send it to a recycling center.
Okay.
But if they return it back to the manufacturer, that's another story. I don't think so. The only thing that I know about it, did you originally buy it from Costco, that stove?
I can't tell you. My wife's in bed. Now, this one here, okay, we bought at Costco.
Okay, because if you own the old one at Costco,
mm-hmm,
they are very well known for their good customer service when it comes to returns.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if there's any issues, they have it in their data. They know exactly the date that you bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of cases, they're very helpful.
Okay.
So you might want to try your luck with that. And specifically that you can prove that you also bought the new one from them. That might help.
Yeah, I can't guarantee you it was bought Costco, first one.
But I mean, usually when you have issues like that, when you can't get anywhere from the place you bought it from, always call the manufacturer. They do have a customer service line. They do have a hotline.
Okay.
You call them and you plead your case, and some you might have certain successes. Now, each manufacturer is different. So, you'll be surprised. We see that even when it comes to plumbing fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have a client that had a faucet that was installed 7-8 years ago. They want a part. The manufacturer offers it for free, although there's no warranty on it, just because that particular manufacturer, backs
it's
up
good.
The product, right?
Yeah.
So again, speak straight to the manufacturer. In this case, I can't tell you if you still have any recourse. You got rid of the stove, so that's going to be a bit difficult.
Like I said, it's only 2 days, so could be still at Costco. I don't know, but I can try with whatever. And my wife still has the bill. But I mean, what do you think in the new stove? Should we take the extended warranty or what? I mean, it shouldn't.
It depends on the brand, Ron. There are brands. Look, I'll give you a very short example. I once bought a fridge that literally broke down 3 weeks after I got it, and it was it was a very well-known brand without naming the brands.
Mm-hmm.
They had to come, I think, they had to service that fridge for 5 times before they said, you know what, it's a lemon, let's just replace
it. Change it,
So, it's they were good. It was within the first year. I was lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these products, usually when they are a lemon, they fail within the first year.
Mm. Yeah.
So sometimes, getting it is a waste of money. It depends on how much they charge you for it as well. If it's 20, 30% of the cost of the appliance, maybe it's not worth it.
Yeah. There you go, Ron.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you for the phone call. It's 9:45 on the nose. If you want to talk to Walter, there's still time. Call now, 514-790-0800.
This is the Home Improvement Show on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Welcome back. 514-790-0800. Walter, can I throw a question at you from the text line? Where is it? I just had it here. I've lost it. Here it is. Question for Walter. I have a mansard cottage with some windows leaking on the second floor. I'd like to replace windows, but need to address the leaking. A roofer proposed insulation in the attic. There are peaks over the windows. So what do you propose to find the source of this water infiltration?
That's a great question. Mansard roof is renowned to be a problematic roof when it comes to ventilation / insulation / water dripping. And a lot of cases, the dripping have nothing to do with the roof itself.
Okay.
So whenever you were dealing with a leak, potentially from a roof or an attic, we always need to document when is it leaking. And that's extremely important for you to give that information to the professional that is assessing the problem. So if it's leaking, for example, every time it rains, mm-hmm. it's one thing. If it's leaking when it's a mild day in the winter and there's a thaw, you know, the ice is melting, it's another thing. When it's leaking, when it's directional rain, meaning rain combined with wind,
yeah.
That means another thing. So you need to document it, and not only one time. Like every time it leaks, be on the lookout to be able to inform that person
and look for a pattern. I guess, finding.
Yeah, that, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And that's how we're gonna start identifying the source of the leak and narrowing it down. In a case where you're in a mansard roof, a lot of the windows are kind of indented into the roof. So you have this aluminum flashing around the window. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of cases, that's a culprit. It's not even the window. It's not the roof. It's just that the flashing around the window is starting to give way and water is coming through. So I would start with that. The window guy could be the guy checking that out for you and also could be the guy to fix it, because usually window installers have those benders that they could do new flashing for new capping, I should say, in case, you know, of a window installation, specifically in a mansard roof.
Okay.
So that would be one. Number two is, a lot of the time, check how you can improve the ventilation more often than the insulation in a mansard roof.
Hmm.
Okay? So if you have adequate insulation, your issue is the ventilation, because the problem with the mansard roof is it's just too long of a trajectory for the air to come in to get to the attic and give it nice ventilation.
Right.
So this can be solved by a drip vent. So it's a vent or a ridge vent, I should say, that we put on the perimeter, the upper perimeters of the mansard roof, which will allow the air to come in these areas that are not getting it. And that typically will help, you know, reduce that problem for you, and you hopefully you stop having condensation in your attic.
953-514-7900-800. That's the number Mike out in St. Lambert dialed. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
You want to talk to Walter about something he mentioned last week?
Yeah, last week, the inspection of the attic.
Right.
The name of the firm.
So what we mentioned last week is not a firm that does inspections. It's the RenoClima program from the government, which will offer you a specialist to come to your home and do a free energy audit. So they come in and they test all the weaknesses in your home.
Mm-hmm.
They test the windows, they test the doors, they test the attic, they test your exterior walls, they look at your furnace, they look at many, many different things. And then they offer you an audit report, and they give you, if you wish, a to-do list to help to help make your home more energy efficient.
And it's free?
It's free. Now, Should you decide to apply for a subvention from the government, that's when you pay. I think it's about $300 or $350. I don't remember the exact amount. And you become eligible for up to $20,000 in subventions money back. So, you know, it's of course, it's attached to each thing that you do. So if you do the windows, it's that much. If you do the furnace, it's that much. The insulation, it's that much, and so on and so forth. If you own a duplex, it's up to 40,000, so that amount doubled. And the federal government gives up to 5,000. Mm. So on the provincial level is 20, on the federal level is about 5,000.
So it's called Renault Climat through the provincial government.
That is correct.
There, Mike, did you get that? You have to go to the I guess government website.
Yeah, Renault Climat. Okay,
yeah, and they
I didn't grasp the name last week.
That's right.
So actually, what the whole thing is I'm calling on behalf of my sister because she has ice along the side of the roof. And they have insulated it quite over-insulated and maybe covered the soffits for the air. So that's why, and she's an elderly person, which she can't get up to the roof. So I was just, that's why when I heard that, I thought I'd get the information for her.
Well, that's a good call. You made the right move.
Yeah, I mean, over-insulation is not subventionable. So to remove the insulation, obviously, they won't pay for that.
No, but it's not to get it paid. It's just to correct the problem, more or less.
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine. That any insulation guy that you could call or any professional you could call can crawl up in the attic and check that for you. It's not a problem.
Oh, so any insulation guys, okay.
Yeah, any
oh, that's good information. Maybe. Thank you very much, and have a good holiday, you guys.
You too, Mike. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye now. We're almost up against the clock, but one more question from the text line. It's from Nancy, regular listener out in Magog. Good morning to you both. How does one clean the in-between glass on an oven door?
Wow.
We may have stumped him.
I don't think I've ever cleaned an oven in my life, let alone the door. Yeah, I have no idea, honestly.
All right.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't even think it's if I understand it correctly, it's a double seal. So if the gap seal is broken, it's like a window. You can't really clean it. But maybe, I could be mistaken.
Maybe someone on the text line can help you out, Nancy.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll monitor that text line. And, yeah.
You know who she can call? Those companies that, you know, they remove that fog in between the two panes.
They wanna.
They might be able to tell her if it's doable. Yeah. It's the same technology, so.
Oh, the band's playing, Walter.
Oh, again.
Yeah. It's like when they turn the lights off. Turn the lights on, you know, in the restaurant. Let's go. Let's go. Have a safe weekend.
Thank you. You too.
That's Walter Ramsey from Renovco. He'll be back next Saturday morning between 9 and 10. Lisa Christensen's ready to go. I haven't seen her. Is she around? Has she made an appearance? Is here in the studio? Okay. Lisa's around. The car show's ready to go, so don't go anywhere. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Jimmy, thank you. Ken Connors back tomorrow morning at 6 on Weekends with Ken here on CJAD 800.